The conference will now begin.
Okay, hi, Kevin. We're learning Das Midosecha from page Kuf Tzadkiches, the mid of Tznius, which is primarily revealed through the Yisod of Ofer. That's what we're talking about. The real, real Pnimius, the Oimek of what Tznius is. So we're on page Kuf Tzadkiches, where it says, Akzovos Giluyim Ha'emsonelim. Yidua Joshua's Chazal, Ala Pasuk V'Hatznei Lechis Emelakecha. The Gemara says on the Pasuk, in Novi, when it says to walk in a way of Tznius with Hashem, Hatznei Lechis Emelakecha, so the Gemara in Sukkah says, this mitzvah of Hatznei Aleches in particular is referring to Hatzaas HaMeis, taking care of the mace of a person who has died, and Hachnosis Kal Luchupa, and preparing, helping to prepare the Chasna Kala, Hachnosis Kal Luchupa, to be able to make a Chasna. So the Haloi Dvarim Kal V'Chaimer. So there's a Kal V'Chaimer. The Gemara says, Umad Dvarim Shedarkan La'asaisen B'Fahesia. This is the Kal V'Chaimer. Madach things, mitzvahs that are normally done, the way that they're done, is B'Fahesia, such as a funeral and a wedding, meaning Hotsa'as Ameis, and Achnosis Kal L'Chupa. These are things that are very public. And the Navi says, Hatznei Aleches Emelokecha, to go in a way that's Tzanua, Tvarim Shadarken Lasis Bitzina, things, other things that are normally done more Bitzina, more privately, more in a hidden way, Alas Kama V'Kama, how much more so? So, according to the Gemara, it's not that these are the only two mitzvahs where there's a inyan of Tznius, just the opposite. These are very public mitzvahs. And nevertheless, we're told that they should take place in a way that's Hatznei Aleches. Allah has come of a come when it comes to other things that are more hidden by nature. Of course they have to be. So Tzanua. So Makavanas Hadavar. Makavanas Hadavar. Munach Kan Dava Amaik Ma'aid. There's something here that's very deep. Kol Reishis v'kol Achris Nasis b'Fahesim. We're talking about the two edges, really, of life, the beginning and the end. Hatzas Hameis, death, obviously, is the end. It's the external outer edge. Kotzei, it's the end of life. It's the end. Hachnosis Kala is the beginning. Not mamish of a baby, but it's the beginning of adult, mature life, so to speak, is Hachnosis Kala. Those are the two ktsavos. It's the Reishis and the Achris. Hachnosis Kala is the Reishis. And Halvayis Hameis, or Hitzos Hameis, is the Achris, is the end. Hachnosis Kala Yitchilas HaBinyan, the building of the beginning of the building. The baby is not yet the binyan. The beginning of the binyan of life is Hachnosis Kala. And Havayas Hameis, he soifai. And the burial, the kvura, the levaya is the end. What's in between? In between is life itself. So kol ha'emtza is ne'elam. In between is hidden. In other words, you're able to see something from the two sides, the two edges that are exposed. What's in between you don't see. It's hidden. So the two edges, the two sides of life are Hachnasas Kala and Hotzaas Hameis, the beginning and the end. Those are the two sides. And they're very visible. They're very visible. They're very public. Those are the two sides. The two tzavos, the two extremes, the extremities. In between is ne'alam, is hidden. Now, the rest of today we're going to try to understand this, and the next year. It's a very, very deep episode of what Tznius is. It's inyan of Fahesia and Tzina, the edges and the inside. How does a person live his life? Kasha Adam Raya Dava, when a person sees something, Ma'ifin Tivi, who rois Ktsaisov. Naturally, when you see something, you see it, you notice first, you see the outside of it. You notice the external, the edge, the corner, the. You don't see the inside of it. You see the end, the edge, the outside. That's the fahesia part of something. Therefore, things that are at the beginning and the end are much more begilui, are much more open and revealed, exposed, beginning and end. Those are the outside parts. Dugma pshuta, shidchis ma'ayin, a simple example, and he says more of a superficial type of an example. Adam lekeach sefer, writes l'das mativo. A person takes a book and he wants to know what is this about? Mahu oisib derklau, what does he usually do? Kerek tzaz baschal, he looks a little bit at the beginning of the book, and tzaz basof, and a little bit at the end of the book. And based upon that, he comes up with some idea of what's in the middle, in the book. Our tfisas, our way of grasping and seeing things, are always from the exposed, external, outside edges of something. The whole chachma of marketing and of advertising is based upon that. It's not the inyan of the teichen. The teichen, the inside, the emsa, the middle, is ne'elam. It's to try to somehow capture the person's imagination, excitement and interest from the external edges. That which is befahesia, the rachis and the achris. It's always like that. The rachis and the achris. Sharish atznius nimtza b'isha. The sharish atznius we see is by a woman. Is by Isha. So much of what her Yiddishkeit and her homotzius in the world is about comes from this inyan of tznius, which because it's usually misrepresented and not explained in a deeper way, becomes the focal point of so many girls and so many women struggling with the whole inyan of tznius, and oftentimes being absolutely disgusted with it and going back the other way. Because it's the sherish of a woman, is this inyan of tznius. Sherish at tznius nimtza b'isha. It's a very, very deep sugya. Haisha Nivra Mahatsala. Chava was created from that part, the tzela, that what we always translate as rib, of Adam HaRishon. Mahu tzela? Machleik is blashon chazal. Chad man damet tzela hu man hatzad. Hech medar kval teva hadarva les galeis, iktsava shalai, shom chal din sneez. According to one man damet, the tzela is man hatzad, is taken from the side, meaning the edge, the exposed part. Where is the teva of something to be revealed? As we learned, the ktsava shalom, on the outer edges, sham chal din tznius. There is the chalois of the din of tznius. As we learned, al zenemar, umadvarm shadak nasu fahesia, those things that take place very publicly, the Gemara says, which is what Hitzas Ameis, Hachnas Kan and Vais Ameis, the very public. Dapkavir, the Novi says, Hatsnei Alechas, be careful. Be careful that which is very open and revealed, that which everybody is looking at, is in public view, that which is at the edges, the beginning and the end, be careful that it be in a way that's Hatsnei, that's Tzanua. Haschol of a saif, right? Achnasa kalavais mes. She'elu hem shteik tzavus. Haschol of a saif. Amr tar hatznei alachas. The Torah says hatznei alachas. Dvarim shadakan la saif and mitzina. And achas kama v'kama. Those things that are found in the middle, that are hidden from view, not the edges. Alachas kama v'kama. She'sarach li'as tzanua. Now, here's what we see. The sherish of a woman is tzniyas. Chazal tell us that when Hashem created Chava, which means every woman, with every single limb, every single part that Hashem created of Chava, he said to that particular part of the woman, Tehei Isha Tznua, be an Isha Tznua, be an Isha Tznua. Tehei Isha Tznua, Isha Tznua. Abu Boris and Hatzala. So Hashem said, be tzanua, be hidden. But Hashem created her from the tzela, which is the outside, the edge. But that's why Hashem said, be tzanua. Ma kavanat hadavar. What does this mean? Ma kavanat hadavar. Hashem created Chava from the edge, meaning the tzela. And on that creation that comes from the outside, from the edge, Hashem said, be tzanua. Be tzanua. The same way that Achnosis Kala and Atzvah Sameis are on the edges, right? The outside. And Hashem Davka says over there, to be Tzanua, and Achas Kama V'Kama on the inside. So Hashem said, if I'm telling the woman who comes in there to be Tzanua, the Tzala, how much more so when it comes to all the parts of a woman, meaning to the woman, the essence, the inner essence, Allah has come of a kama, is a din of tzniyas. Had you seen Nivra Mimokim Shehez Manatila Oymer, Sha'olav Nema Adin had tznei lechas and lekecha. You see that the Isha, the woman, comes from that mitzias with the omek, the deepest meaning of what the Navi was saying, Hatznei Lechis HaMelekecha, comes from. Hatznei Lechis HaMelekecha. Just like his Be'etzos HaMesach Nosses Kala. Hatznei Lechis HaMelekecha, by the woman who comes from the Tzela, meaning the external, and has an Atiyah like that. Dafka over there, Hashem said, by her creation, Tehei Ishet Snua. That even that which is on the outside has to be Tzenua. Right? Right? Like Achmas Kala on the Sasameis. And when it comes to the woman, the sleeves, the knees, and so on. Allah has come of a kama, infinitely more so when it comes to the inner hidden part of a woman. Tzenua, 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 Tehei Ishet Snua. It's a very, very deep sugya. So to understand, he takes a little bit of a trip to some familiar territory, but we're learning it in a whole new way. One of the most wondrous things about Rav Schwartz's Torah and all of his many, many svarim is a mechudesh dikah way of understanding Chazal. Just a beautiful, beautiful, deep way of understanding familiar Mamar Chazal that we grew up with. Yerushalayim next week, and I'm going to be in Yerushalayim, and I'm going to have this chus to be teaching together the Rav Schwartz. We're giving some shiurim together in the Old City. And I have to remember to tell him how much we appreciate, besides everything, all the years of learning his Torah, that there are so many people that are gaining such unbelievable chizuk and insight from his Torah. Luchos Rishon is nitna b'fahasi v'shnias b'tzina. So this we're familiar with. So b'etzem haya hevdel and Luchos Rishon is a Luchos Achrayas. Now we have the first luchas, of course, and we have the second luchas. And Chazal tell us the ikar chiluk between those two luchas is the difference between that which was given to Fahesia in a more public and open way, the tzavos, and that which was given in a more intimate, private, and hidden way, the tzina. Luchas harishaynes, ayidei shednitnu, the karlais. The first luchos were given very publicly with all kinds of sounds and fanfare and so on. Mishtaru. In the end, they were broken, the first luchos. Av luchos achrayinus, but the second luchos, shenema behen v'ish lo yali mach, they were very, very, very private, very quiet. Nitzkaimu. Those made it. Those are the whole luchos that we live with. Luchas Rishayin is Shindit number Fahasi Nishtabu. So we see that the first set of Luchas that were given to Fahasiya, Nishtabu, they were broken. Rashal Kain, Luchas Shni is Nitna Bitsina Viniskayim. But that which was given Bitsina, the inside, hidden, is Niskayim. And the Tzavas, the external edges, were shattered. Luchas Rishayin. The Luchas Shni is survived, are whole, are intact. What's the meaning of this? That because they were given publicly, meaning more openly, therefore they were broken. That which was given to Fahesia is not Tzanua. It's in the open. It's not contained within the Kli of Tzanias. And when something is open, revealed, not hidden, means that the Shechina is not present in a powerful and clear way. Of course, Hashem is everywhere. So it doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there. Im hu lo nimtza shom, zeh shoresh ha-shvua. The brokenness, the tzibrochenkeit of the first luchos is because, by definition, Hashem is a kel mistaper. He dwells inside. He's not, Hashem's presence is something which, if one's searching for it on the outside, meaning to be clear and to be open, that revelation of Elikus is fragile, is breakable. One's real connection to the Shekhinah is in a Mokam Sanua, deep inside. Deep, deep inside. It's in the etzem of who a person is, not on the outside. The sherish of Shvira is when one's connection to Elikus, to godliness, is by the extremities. Because there is not the place, the real place of the Shekhinah HaKadosh. The real place of the Shekhinah HaKadosh is further in, is deeper inside. So, Ein Kavonis Hadova Kipshuta Bovad. Shem Nitnu Befehesia. The simple pshat, which we always learned, was, well, because the first luchos were given in a more of a public way, therefore there was an ayin hara, v'lachin ayin hara shalekas behem. It's more open, therefore there's an ayin hara, and that's why they were broken. The second luchos were given more bitzina, and therefore there's no ayin hara, v'lachin hin niskaim. Therefore they lasted. Because the Gemara says that true bracha is only chal on something which is hidden from the eye. Now that's a very deep Gemara, and that's what we're learning about. That's really what Tznius is about, but it's not just a matter of being in full view or being hidden. Of course, that's true. Akosov kan. But there's something much deeper that's going on to understand what this means. This ayin hara, samim min ha'ayin, open to the eye, hidden from the eye. There's much more that's hidden from the eye over here that we have to understand. The first luchas that were given to Fahesia. There was some Hester Panim, there was a Helim, there's an absence, an apparent, what seems to be an absence of Elokus by the outside. And therefore, they were broken. A person whose Yiddishkeit is on the outside, when he goes through a difficulty, he becomes broken. A person whose Yiddishkeit, whose connection to God, to the Baruch Shalom, is inside and hidden, is tsanua, so that person doesn't break when he goes through a difficulty. Just the opposite. He comes more to the etzem of his relationship, to the deepest, deepest part of his relationship. Luchas Shniyas and Nino Bitzina, the second luchas that were given Bitzina, Hayishinasu Kli Shel Tznius, they're contained in a container of Tznius. Shemikoyche Dove Kodam B'Mitzias Abarius Baruch Shemai. And that place that's in a Kli of Tznius is a place of Dveikus Bashem. It's Dovek Bashem in that place of Tznius. Luchas Rishainas, Shinitnu Befahesia, the first Luchas that were given Befahesia, Kavan Shadavashayim Nitnu Mimakam Shal Ktsavas, it means that they were given from the edge, from the outside, from that place of Ktsavas, beginning, end, outside, external. Hamakam Shal Ktsavas, Noisen Gilui, and that place of the Ktsavas, of the edges, of the ends, that's a place of Gilui. Of something which is exposed, revealed, and that can be broken, and the first luchos were broken. Luchos shniyas shenitnu b'tzina, the second luchos that were given b'tzina, heim nitnu mehatoich, they were given from the toich, from the inside of the book, from the inside of the story. From the inside of the building, from the inside of Elokus. Now that's remarkable, because the first Luchos, of course, were on a higher level than the second Luchos. The first Luchos were Ezebelokim, the second Luchos were not on the same Adreg as the first Luchos. The second Luchos come from a place of Tshuva. But that Tshuva is Davka, the deepest, deepest part that we're brought to Davka after going through all the Tzibrachenkeit of the Shvius Aluchos. We came to the Teichen, the deepest inside part of who we are. Let me give you a simple mashal, just a very simple mashal. When you're living among Jews, you're part of a certain community, you feel comfortable being among those who share a certain way of dressing, of behaving, a certain hashkafa that you have in common. You daven in a certain type of a shul, and you dress a similar way, and so on and so forth. That is very much a world of ketzavos, of the public domain, and that which you see, and that which is obvious. It's on the ketzavos, on the ends. Now, this person, who is normally a content member of such a community, for whatever reason, has been separated from that community for quite a while. And he's now in a place where there isn't a Jew of any type at all. Nobody, nothing, not one Jew in sight anywhere, wherever he goes, there isn't a Jew. And this is for a while, then finally he meets a Yid. Now this Jew that he meets, as far as his way of dressing, is completely different than him. Even when it comes to hashkafas, it becomes very clear that he has a different hashkafa. He doesn't have the same hashkafa. It's a different hashkafa. His hashkafas are different. Davens with a different nusach, different hashkafas, different haircut, and so on and so forth. Different tastes in music, whatever. Different. Ram is different. But in that masiv that they're in, Davka, because of the galus chayshach, what's misgala, what they come into contact with, is the etzem of a Jew. That the etzem, in that place of the etzem that's inside, that's hidden, that's betzina, we're brother, mamish brothers, we're anoshim achim anachno, mamish. The one, Mamish one. So, Davke, in that place of it seems to be very, very far away from where your comfort zone is, because you live on the outside. That's where most people live. Davke, far from that outside zone of the Ktzavos, now that you're in a place that's tzanua, that's deep, that's hidden, Davka there, you're able to find the etzem of who you really are and what you really believe in, your relationship with Am Yisrael, your relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Luchos Shniyos were given b'tzina, kenditu mehatoich, loy mehaktzavos, from the inside, not from the edges, not from the outside. Page Reish. Kshenova levar zois b'mamakei ha-nefesh didon. If we want to understand this in the depths of our souls, of who we are, ha-sheila hi meheichen adam toifes dvar. The question is always, how do you see things? From what perspective? How do you look at things? Mehechan adam toifes dvar. Ha'intfis also bo min haktzavos, do you look at things and see them only or primarily mainly from the Ketzavos, the beginning, the end, the externals, the outsides? I mean, there are people who are worried about a certain yichus when it comes to a shidduch. I'm not saying there isn't any inyan like that, but I think you know what I'm talking about when it's exaggerated, the inyan of yichus. And as everybody knows, the only time they really there's any nafkimina is by the chasna, when they can say, right on the invitation, that this chasna, this kallah, is an enikel from the Shlach Kodesh, from Rashi, or from the Baal Shem Tov, whatever. And then by the Levi, it's Dafka by Achnasas Kala, and that's also nice. By the Levi, it's a big Indian, and the Hespedim, the Muchas, and so on, and they can say Hesped. As far as the Teich of life, the inside of the story, it's Lo Shaveh Kokach. I mean, it's, I'm not saying there's no Cheshivas to one's Yichas, but you understand what I'm saying. Those are the edges of life. The beginning and the end. So, by Sheva Brachos, they're saying all kinds of gewaldige things by the Ofruf, about the Chosn, by Shabbos Shavkos, by the Kala. And everything is gewaldig, everything is perfect, everything is beautiful. And then by the Levaya, a couple years go by, and then they die, and so by the Levayas, so everybody says nice things, the edges, what you could see those nice things on the outside. But that is all part of the world that's called Luchos Hashanah. The Luchos Hashanah are the Teich, the inside. The inside of the book. The real story. How do you look at things? What's your tfisa? Ha'im tfisos abom na'ktsavos or shubom na'teich? Ha'dugma ha'pshut ledina. Just a simple example in halacha. I'm not going to go into the pratim where this comes from. He could have used maybe a different example, but beside it, yes, maybe he was getting ready for Shabbos. I'm not sure. Hadugma pshut ledina kasher adam peres es alechem b'yom chol. When a person is going to make a mitzi during the week, olav l'parasa min hakotze. So he breaks off the piece of bread, makes the brachim, takes from the edge, from the kotze. Shabbos kodesh l'mazayis parasim es apas me'emsa. Shabbos, you don't begin with the edge, you cut, or you break, and you take from the inside part, not from the outside part. Vomnam borki bepashtus kamadara, the simple pshat in this is, v'yom chol mitziyem in emsa, hibigather rav sonus. If during the week a person would take from the middle of the bread, of the loaf, it would be a type of, it would be showing a certain kind of excitement, too much excitement to eat, to grab from the middle of the bread, the soft part of the bread. It would be a little bit rabsonis, meaning you're coming across like somebody that's too eager and too hungry. But on Shabbos, it's din kovet Shabbos, v'einik Shabbos, parasim emsa. But on Shabbos, it's din of einik Shabbos. So there, I'm taking from the inside, from the soft part, not because I'm a fresher, but because it's an einik Shabbos, because of the mitzvah of Shabbos. That's a simple pshat. Hava ba'adver ha'pnimis, but to understand this in this interesting chiluk between the week and Shabbos in a deeper way, hava ba'adver ha'pnimis, Abraham states suras ech adam oichel. They're really two different ways that a person eats. Hayemu paris es adava me'aktzavos, amelkudas emtsa shelo. Are you on the outside or are you on the inside? Prima kadovish b'shabbos paris amelkudas emtsa. The deeper meaning of this is that on Shabbos the challah is taken from the inside, from the emtsa. From the inside, that's Shabbos. Shabbos is that world. The Koldava Bibriya, Yeshnam Shishik Tzavas. Everything in the world has six sides. Panam Ocha, Yom and Smol, Amayel and Mata. Front and back, right and left, above and below. Hatoichu Echad. of the inside, the center point, is one. Therefore, the 6 days of the week are the 6 days of the week when we're busy with physical things. Those are the six edges, or the six ends, six sides. Shabbos is in the Kudos hands. Therefore, the 6 days, we're eating really from the end, from the outside. Shabbos is from the inside. Shabbos in the Kudos hands. Shabbos, he takes me inside. The 6 days of the week, we get very caught up with the outside, with the ends, with the edge, with that which is just open, fahesia. That's the meaning of the 6 days. Shabbos Kodesh, Nemala. Shabbos is so hidden. Kiduah Matonah Tov Yeshli B'Veis Gnozai. As everybody knows, Chazal tells us, that Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I have this precious gift that's hidden in my deepest treasure, in my deepest place. It's called Shabbos. V'chein Tfisas Hatzniyas B'Mahalo Shiyom Unachas B'Yom HaShabbos. Therefore, in time, the tfisa, this tfisa of tznius, is Shabbos. Is Shabbos. Shabbos is the inside. It's like we look at the days before and the days after, all on the outside, and Shabbos is the inside. Ki hi nukudas ha'emsa tomid me'elemes. Shabbos is the nukudas ha'emsa. The inner point, and that point is always hidden. Hastadim gluyim. The edges, the outside, revealed. But the emsa is nelam. The inside is hidden. Kasha Adam Arishan Chota, when Adam sinned, Hashisha Yamam Havchu L'Sheishas Alofim Shana, the 6 days became the 6,000 years of this world. We're now holding by 5,780. The 6,000 years of this world. Uvulay nichnas l'shabbos kodesh. Adam Rishon was not able to hold on to himself, who he was, until Shabbos. And because of that, we're still on the outside. We haven't come yet to Mashiach, to Shabbos. And the meaning of that Adam Rishon, somehow on his level, Adam Rishon got lost before Shabbos, things went wrong before Shabbos, means that he got stuck on the outside. That his tfisa on his level was from the edges, the outside. That's in the middle. And because of that, Kol Mitzius HaYotza Mitfisas Rishus HaYochad Shumukam Sanua. And because of that, he couldn't stay anymore in Gan Eden. Gan Eden was a hidden place on the inside. Amokam Sanua. And he was sent out, L'Rishus HaRabim, out into the world, which is the L'Rishus HaRabim, the public domain. And since then, we have this struggle of seeing things always from the outside as opposed from the inside. Of looking at things from that perspective of the Rishus HaRabim, of how everybody sees it, as opposed to what it really is on the inside. Ever since then, that's what's going on. That's what happened. For Adam and Chava. That's what went wrong. Zeh ha-mokim shal hachnosas kala ulevayis ha-meis. Hachnosas kala hoisa gam esh lodim rishon. Avol ilu loichata lehoisa sham levayis ha-meis. By Adam Rishon, there was Achnasas Kala, the Baruch Shalom, brought with the Malachim, it was a big simcha, they brought Adam and Chava under the chuppah, it was gewaldig. There was Achnasas Kala. But had Adam and Chava not sinned, there would not have been the Vayis HaMeis. They would have just entered deeper and deeper into the story of their lives, into the inside. The chet is chadish shu taifes devar miktsavus. But as a result of the sin, as a result of the sin, they became stuck on the outer edges, which is there is a beginning, Hachnasas Kala, and there's Halvayas Hameis, and there's also death now in the world. And here's the Yisoda Ofer. Ha'adam Medar, the bottom of page Reish. Ha'adam Medar Klal, Achein Chai Rakes Achit Sainyas Advan. Man, for the most part, lives by the outer edge. V'lo Yestoich Advan Ba'atzmusam, and not the inside, not the essence. On the outer edge. Hadugma Pshuta, Reish Aleph, Hadugma Pshuta. Yeshnam arba yisaidis. There are four yisaidis. Eish, ruach, mayim, and ofer. Ha'esh, eni nitenes lachiza betiva. Fire, you can't hold on to. Ha'ruach, eni nitenes lachiza betiva. Air, you can't hold on to. Agam ha'mayim, eni nitenes lachiza betiva. And water, you can't hold on to in your hands. Ofer, only earth. Niten lachiza, you can hold on to. You can grasp. When you're holding something, you hold it by the two sides. That's how you hold something, by the two sides. If you would hold it from the middle, then the two sides, everything would fall down. Everything would fall. You have to hold it by the two extremities, the two sides. Where do we see such a thing? That you're holding something. Your tfisa, your achiza is by the extremities, by the outsides. That's by the yisod of offer, by the yisod of earth. Adam eni yochel lechos mayim b'tzadim. Water you can't hold by the outside edges. Kutzarach kli, you have to put into a cup. L'achnis b'emes ha'mayim, v'ozu eches b'em b'tzadim. And then you could hold the two handles of the cup, whatever. Alos ha'mayim atzon eni yochel lechos, but water itself you can't hold. It's Eish Yivsa Klal Echas. Fire you can't hold at all. Yitzeres Kviya, it'll burn you. Ruach Gam Yen in this passage Klal, and air you can't hold at all. Hayesaychu Agas B'yoyser, B'pchinis Eish Ruach Maim, Ulamayim. Between fire, air, and water, water is at least something you could touch. Amayim Yitonim L'Riya, you could see. Machiza Kolshe, you could somehow, you could put into the, you could cup your hands and you could hold it. I will call my Shaboyim Lechos Behem Machmisim as Yavu Techa Kli by an Nimsayim. But the only way you can is by making a Kli either with a cup or your hands, to cup your hands. Vazayatai Fechas Lias Besaychai. But stop, if you want to touch water, that your hand goes into the water. Then so shall a Kli, Bamayim Zozim Atida, you put your hands into the water moves over to the sides. Lumazes Kasha Oxim Hadavi, you said offer, but you're holding something from that yisod of ofar, the regev adama, clump of earth, ein oich the meisav b'sarcha, you don't put your hand into it, elo b'srivaisa, you're holding on the outside. Makif meisav, you surround it, and that's how you hold it, from the outsides. Akach oich zembay, zu enene she'elos of tfizas yad, eich adam oich yeses arba yisodes, tfizas yad zu mevates es mama ke nefesh. The point here is not touching water or earth, air or fire. It's how do you see things? What's your tfisa of everything in life? In his binding. Ma shinui ha'oimek ben tfisas ha'dvar me'atzad le'tfisas tfisosam ha'emtsa. What's the difference between, in a deeper way, between one's tfisa, one's grasp of things from the outside, the edges, the ends, as opposed to grasping it from the middle, from the inside. When you hold something from the side, when you see something from the edge, the end, your tfisa begins from the boundary, the border, the edge. That's a world of symptom, of constriction, because the whole point of a border is to hold things in place. But if you're holding something, if your tfisa is from the center, from the inside, there's no border. You're in the inyan itself. Inside is a place of hispashtus, of everything moving, being alive and swirling and going, as opposed to the outside, the ends, which is the gvul, which is rigid and is the end. It's a gvul, a boundary, a border. Ilo Adam Rishon Lechata, had Adam Rishon not sinned, Nemar by V'chayilo Elmi would have lived forever. He would be inside, which is hispashtus, which is moving and alive and going. Rega Sha'achal, the moment that he ate from the Eitz Hadas, Shuv Eino Chayilo Elam, that's the end of Chayilo Elam, of living forever. Now he has a different way of seeing everything, of grasping everything. It's from that perspective of an end, which is death, a gvul, the edge, the end. It says in Torah, when you eat from the tree, the day you eat from it, you'll die. He didn't actually die, but his way of seeing things died. Every day has a beginning where it starts, and it has a time that it ends. It's not on the inside, which is forever. It has an end. It has a boundary, a border. The sun goes down, it's, whatever it stays, it's finished. That's a new way of looking at things. That way of looking at things is there's birth, there's death. There's the beginning of the day, it's born, and at the end of the day, it dies. It's not from the inside, where everything is breathing and is alive. You're seeing things from one end to the other end. That's a tefisa of Adam after the sin. Your grasp is from the end, the beginning and the end. Which are the gvulim, the boundaries, the borders, containment, constriction. In that place, there's death. There's birth, there's death. That's it. It's not from the place itself inside, which is a place of hispashtus, of growing and of changing and moving and so on, of life, of the chay la'olam. Had he not sinned, it would have been such a thing. Page Resh Beis. HaTorah Atzma Nemaba, the Torah itself, it says, the Torah is without boundaries. It's borderless. It's arucha mi'eretz. It's longer than the earth and wider than the ocean. Heichen ha'adam oiches es ha'Torah. If one truly is a person of Torah, how do you grasp the Torah? What's your way of seeing the Torah? It has to be arucha mi'eretz mida rechava mi'neyam shaba, from that infinite, borderless life of Torah, inside mamish. Obislav Shusa, the choice is, you either look at it in that way of expansiveness, of infinity, that's how you look at it, Obislav Shusa, the fun of Baisius, or just from the actual letters itself, themselves, just the borders, the outside. The borders are the Gevulites, the Gdarm Shalom. So a person that's entire Yiddishkeit, the whole Torah is only the Isis of Torah, this halacha, that halacha, all the dinim and so on, but not the inside, not the inside, not the sod, not what's nelam, just the externals. So what is that part of you that is connected to Torah, that learns Torah, that lives Torah? What is your tefisa of Torah? Our problem is that after the chait of Adam Rishon, we can't really grasp the Torah for what it is, which is infinite. It doesn't have borders or boundaries. We can only hold on to it on the edges, the letters, the actual letters. And loymed es ha-psukim shalofonav, and we read the psukim. And now Torah Shema Peh is also written. Bereishis b'elokim and so on. Tzuras mivna habriya. That's how we relate to the Torah now, and that's how we relate to everything that exists now. The edges, the outside, that which is visible, which is the fahesia. Says about Kahelas, the Ezen V'chaka Tike Mishalem Harbe, that he weighed and he investigated, he was thinking and investigating, and he was Mesakin many Mishalem. Amu Ulam Rabbi Eliezer, Yetchila Haisa Tara Daimel Kfifa Shein Laznayim. In the beginning, the Torah is like something that doesn't have a handle. You can't, like we say in English, you couldn't get a handle on it. Hatshabar Shlomo v'asla aznayim. Shlomo Melech came and he explained Torah in such a way that now there are handles. A marshal is a way to hold on to a piece of Torah, to grasp it. So what was missing before Shlomo was Masakin these Mishalim that are like handles? Ein Beis Yad L'Kli, if there's no Beis Yad, if there are no handles to a Kli, Tzarech Lechos is Tzarech Kli. You can't hold on from the edges, the side. You have to hold on to the inside. The Tzarech Kli, Kashi Yesel Beis Yad, when there are handles, Erchzim Oysa Miktsoysa, then you're able to hold the handles that are on the ends, the edges. Besides, Berlim Sha'in by Marshall, in a world where there is no Marshall, there are no Mashalim, Rak Nimshal, there's only what the thing means, Erksim Dover Mitaycha, then you're holding on to the thing itself. The Marshall is only to teach you about the Nimshal. But there are people that they live in a world of the Marshall itself, but they never get to the Nimshal. The Nimshal is the Taych, is the inside. Berlim Sha'in by Marshall, in a world where you need a Marshall, Sarach Lechus Adover Mitaycha, you're holding the outside. Zuin Yisinas, Beis Yad L'Kli, that's the handles of a Kli, which is very, very nice, because you're able to have at least some connection to it. But it's not the essence. Hagdaras Adavar, Yeshna Olam Pnimi. There's an Olam Pnimi, there's an inner world, Olam Pnimi. Shasham Achizas Advarim Ba Me'atay Shula, where there the grasp is from the inside. V'yesha Olam, and then there's the world. Shasha Olam Shikolonim Akirim Lach HaChet Adam Mishnah, which is the world that we all are familiar with after Adam Mechad has sinned, the world that we live in. Shachizah B'koldav Rabbah Miktsoysev, that we hold on to everything by handles, by Mishalom, by the outside. And we can spend our whole lives and never get to the Nimshal. Mitzad La'ach HaChet Shubenefesh Olam Koldav HaToyv Shuvanu Miktsoysev Le'es Toychai. Not the Toych, just the outside, but not the essence, not the Toych. From this that we're learning, you can make 10 shiurim at least. Kemesh kol dava hugbal shuv le'nemav chay lo'elam. And in Mela, it's hugbal. There are gvulim, there are letters. So that's already no longer the world of before Adam and Chava sinned, which is the world of Gan Eden, which is the chay lo'elam, eternal life. Ella now, in the Metzias of B'yom HaCholchem and Mais Thomas, there are edges, there are ends. In Cain, Achizas Chaldav Himitzad HaAschol Himitzad HaSoiv Shalom. We grasp everything from the beginning to the end. Klemish Teik Tzoysa. B'chol Tzoysa, Sheishet Tzodav. In a more general way, from that perspective of the 6 days of the week as opposed to seeing things in a Shabbos-dik way. In a Shabbos-dik way. Tznius is Shabbos. Tznius is the Kodesh Kedoshim. Tznius is the Teich, is the inside. Bez Hashem will get to that for the next year. Skype.